Scott Fransky, Philly's voice here on 94WIP, will join us in 1 hour. Right now, your chance to win $1,000. Just text the word BAND to 72881. Text the word BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. You got another chance to win tomorrow at 3 o'clock and every day at 8, noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and again at 4 p.m., powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Again, BAND, the 72881. Good luck. Yes, good luck. Tonight, good luck to the Phillies. DeGrom against Matt Moore. 240, minus 240. The Phillies are the Mets are favorite tonight. So we'll talk more about Scott Fransky with coming up at 4 o'clock about that. Ike, last night, maybe a lot of people didn't even realize the Sixers were on. It was an Easter Sunday. A lot of people probably sitting down to dinner or whatever. But yes, the 76ers played, and it was not a good one.
No, I did not realize they were on. It was around the time I was wrapping up dinner and sort of just sitting around conversating.
Yeah, that's when everyone was asking you about what the Eagles are going to do in the draft and talking to you about Carson. And
yo, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, thank you for that, Jack. The people that are listening to the show today.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a lot of conversation about that around that time, so I did not get a chance to actually watch the Sixers game. But as you can with social media, you can always check in on the Sixers, and it wasn't pretty when I checked in.
It was not, and
a couple of times I checked in, the deficit grew larger, and the outrage towards Ben Simmons grew larger as well.
So the good news, Joel Embiid returned Saturday night against the T-Wolves, and they won. He looked good. Karl-Anthony Towns looked good too, but Sixers won the game. They didn't want to play him on a back-to-back coming back from that injury. Very smart, right? Like, you shouldn't. It's a home game. I think they were thinking they could win that game without Joel Embiid. They didn't, but he will. He should be available. They play on Tuesday, I believe, the 76ers back at it. So it's the problem of when Joel Embiid is not out of the lineup. They started the run after Embiid got hurt, and they looked very good. But then after a while, this is what you saw. You saw Ben Simmons turn into the Ben Simmons, and I'm sick of seeing. The non-aggressive Ben Simmons, the I'm not going to shoot Ben Simmons. The six shots. Last night, Ben Simmons. Like, it's not enough. You're an all-star. You're a max money player. Go out there and be an all-star in a game like that. We're going to play you Doc Rivers after the game. And then, Doc, Ike.
Yeah, because I got less of an issue with Ben Simmons.
Really?
Yeah. I've been watching this for 5 years, 4 years. Like, this is Ben Simmons. I got more of an issue with Doc.
All right, well, here's Doc Rivers after the game.
I think Ben's a facilitator, and I think that's what he does. I thought he did it great early on. And after that, I thought they all got tired. You know, as the game went on, less and less driving happened. I think you guys are way more concerned about Ben scoring than I am. You know, I think Ben does so many things for this team to help us win. Scoring is, I'm just telling you, the least thing that I'm concerned about.
Yeah. He's in a tough spot. You want to have your star players back. The last thing Ben wants is his coach publicly criticizing him. That's going to cause friction and issues behind the scenes, and Ben Simmons may not accept coaching from this point moving forward if Doc were to, I don't know, cross the line with Ben Simmons. Let me just say this. This is less to do with that from the standpoint of I know what Doc has to say publicly, although I don't agree with it, and I wish he would back off the whole you guys are more worried about this than I am. Right. I understand where you're coming from, coach, but that ain't going to fly. That's not going to fly. You've been dealing with Ben Simmons, and I don't want to mean to be disrespectful to you and how long you've been coaching, the amount of games you've won. You won a championship. But Ben Simmons, we have been dealing with this frustration with Ben Simmons from the time he stepped on the court here. And we know around this time of the year is all we care about when it comes to Ben Simmons, the majority of us, heading into the playoffs. Now, this may be a coaching tactic, and you're doing something different behind the scenes. I doubt it because he still is the same player. But you get to the playoffs, coach, and you guys get eliminated in that first or second round, This whole idea that you're not worried about Ben scoring and that's a problem that you all have and this and that ain't going to fly. That's not going to fly. So I would suggest you do a lot more encouraging Ben to be aggressive offensively. Stop making it as if we're overreacting because you haven't endured difficult playoff losses where he disappears for long stretches. You haven't endured that yet as a coach. You try explaining this when you have to coach this and sit in front of the media in a month or two when he scores 3, 4, 5, 7 points and only shoots the ball 7 times or goes 2 for 11. You tell us how great he is at facilitating. That's not going to fly, and you know it. You got away with Rondo being that way because you had 3 other Hall of Famers that could protect Rondo.
Right.
You don't have that here. You don't have that here. This is a scoring league. This is a shooter's league. We appreciate his defense, most of us. We appreciate his ability to facilitate, most of us. This is a scoring league, and when you have the label as all-star player that he has, we need to see all-star performances on a nightly basis. And when your best player is out, his game needs to step up. His aggressiveness needs to step up, not dissipate. That flipping the ball at the rim and all the nonsense he does to just shoot the ball. I saw what he was doing. When you see that, you can tell he's just throwing the ball up there and saying, I shot the ball.
Hoping.
Yeah, saying I shot the ball. That ain't going to fly. Listen, I backed off of Ben. But all the apologists and excuse-making, stop it. Stop it. The biggest Ben Simmons fan can't be happy with this. You can make excuses, but you can't be happy with this. That's like me making excuses for Wentz during the season last year. Right? Like, I tried as long as I could.
But then there's a point where you have to give it up, right?
I mean, if it doesn't change.
Right.
And now, hold on. With Wentz, that was just 12 games. This has been 4 years with Ben Simmons.
So I think, like, the key.
It's been 4 years with him.
The key that you said was that, like, Ben can go back to being the all-star role player, facilitator, rebounder, assist guy, clean up buckets when Joel Embiid's able to carry the team.
Yes.
Right.
When his scoring isn't needed.
Listen to the starting lineup last night. Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, Danny Green, Seth Curry, and Ben Simmons. So, Ben, you need to take more than 6 shots. You need to be aggressive, Ben, in that case.
Yes.
He was standing around like it was the regular game and this is what I do. Like, yo, dude.
I'm going to tell you, he's – I don't see how he's back here next year.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Listen, Daryl Morey, you guys can go down with the ship with this if you want to. Brett Brown just went down with the ship over this. But eventually you had better – get somebody in here that's going to be able – that this team will be a complete team and you can take advantage of Joel Embiid while you have him. You can keep this up with Ben Simmons, all defense, this and that and the other, and waste Joel's prime if you want to. Like, you're going to wind up getting fired also over this. Right? Like, you have to put a scoring guard and facilitator on this team that doesn't mind shooting the ball. Ben Simmons would much rather run around, use his athleticism to play defense and dunk in the open court than he would perfect his offensive game and come up with a skill set that will get him easy buckets one-on-one, whether it's a jump shot, whether it's a low post move or whatever. He's 5 years into his career. And that I'm including the year he took off his rookie season. Yeah, I'm including that year. He spent that year rehabbing and training. He still can't shoot. He's been in the NBA 5 years. Come on, man. His game has not grown. It's the same game he had when he came out of college. And the biggest Ben Simmons supporters know this. And I'm not ripping him. I really ain't. I'm just pointing out what's the actual facts of right. Don't give me 16-8. Don't give me some hollow numbers. Don't give me none of that nonsense.
Well, I think he's still effective on a team that doesn't need him to be a scorer. Right now, this team needs him to be a scorer.
There is no way they get past the second round and possibly the first round, depending on who the matchup is, without him scoring. There's no way. There's not enough scoring on the rest of the team. Everybody else is just as inconsistent as he is, other than Tobias and Joel.
Nope.
Everybody else is hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It hurt that they weren't able to get another player at the deadline. We know Kyle Lowry and having to re-sign him, but it would have been nice to have a Kyle Lowry there last night. It'd be nice to have him going forward.
Well, or a younger version of it.
Well, or that too.
Yeah.
As well. But like right now, I mean, Danny Green, Ben, Curry, Scott, and Tobias Harris. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, I mean, they gave up 45 points in the third quarter last night. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like they were grinding it and playing defense and trying to win like that. It's just like, losses like that are going to happen over the course of a year, but like, they're too reliant on Joel Embiid. It's like everything will be okay when Joel Embiid comes back. It's not.
Yeah. And here's something else, Coach. You're in first place. I get it. I don't care about a back-to-back. I don't care how tired they are. I don't really care. I don't. I'm just being honest with you. It's the COVID season. The schedule is what it is. It's everybody's going to get a messed up part of the schedule at some point in the season. I don't really care to hear that they're tired. I don't really care. How old are these guys? Who was tired? Joel didn't play last night. Who was tired, Coach?
Mike Scott.
These young guys who aren't even playing on most nights? Come on, man. Come on, Coach. Don't roll out on they were tired, man. Come on, man.
All right. Ben Simmons fans, are we being unfair? 215-592-9494.
They were tired.
Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
I got Ben Simmons talking about the altitude in Denver the other night. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, not a great last week
for
Ben.
I'm just saying, like, what are we talking about? Tired, altitude, like, and supposed to think this team is actually winning a title somewhere? Really?
Yeah, it doesn't
feel
good right
now. I actually feel like these guys are locked in and trying to win a championship. Really? Come on, man.
Yeah, bad game, bad night last night. Bad night, because when your role players, like when Danny Green goes off and hits 7 of 10 three-pointers, that's a night where, like, you can't count on that on a regular night. You can't count on Curry going off for 20 points on a regular night. Right? Like, and honestly, like, this is one of the reasons why in the playoffs, like, don't be surprised if Ben Simmons ends up back down being kind of that fifth person on offense where it's like, all right, well, Ben, just go down and stand by the basket.
He's going to do that by choice.
Right.
He does that on his own.
Right.
You think Doc is running plays for Ben Simmons?
No. I don't even know how much he'll have the ball in his hands. Let's go to Pat in Lansdale. Pat in Lansdale. Pat, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
What's up, Pat?
What's up, Pat?
So, Mike, I just was listening to you real quick about this. If you think of George Hill's back, and I know he's not the greatest thing ever, but if he's facilitating with the ball, don't you think Ben Simmons can find something down low, take advantage of the shorter guys that are guarding him? I don't know. Like, I kind of just wanted to throw that out there because I agree with you. They're not going to make it far if he's not scoring.
Yeah, you know what? I want to say yes, Pat, and it's why I was okay with the George Hill pickup. First of all, he's got to get on the court. But secondly, even when you throw the ball into Ben, he is so unsure of what to do with it other than get rid of it as soon as he can. Like, he almost has to think twice to attack the basket or attack a shorter defender on him. Dellavedova last week, I'm watching him back him down. Instead of just drop-stepping and putting him into the rim with a two-hand dunk, you know what he does? A step-back fadeaway jump shot from about 8-9 feet, and he missed that. Like, I just think he doesn't have a clue what to do offensively. It's all instinctual. So, and his instincts is use my athleticism. And if I can't dunk the ball in the open court or on an alley-oop, I don't really know what else to do with the ball other than get it to somebody else. Like, just watching with the ball in the half court, does he ever look like he has a clue of what he's about to do offensively?
No.
It's just like he doesn't have a plan. Like, what am I about to do? Get me the ball. This is what I'm going to do. Two steps, hezzy, pull up and shoot. Back him down. It's almost like, okay, they gave me the ball. This isn't where I really wanted it. Now, how can I get rid of it as soon as possible? It isn't give me the ball and let me go into an offensive move. It's give it to him, and either he has to dunk it immediately or he's passing it to somebody else.
Yep.
But all right, I just want to hear you guys talk. But I love the show. I would only be happy if they traded for Kenny Little. I hope we keep him. I hope he figures it out. But you guys are the best. Have a great day.
Thanks Pat.
And listen, man, I know it hurts people that are huge Ben Simmons fans to hear this type of stuff. Because if they, you feel like people are piling on him and it's unfair and this and that and the other. But in reality, it's frustrating to people who want to believe that the team has the potential to do something great. It's frustrating.
Yep.
I'm watching Lonzo Ball hit 8 three-pointers last night. The dude was shooting the ball from the other side of his face 2 years ago. Shooting the ball from the other side of his face 2 years ago, and now he's changed his shot. He's worked on it. He's a willing shooter. People, oh, you new contracts and another. Well, guess what? Okay, so what? That's his motivation.
He's still doing it.
He's worked on his game. He's worked on his game, and it's changed. His shot has changed, and he's a willing shooter. Giannis is a willing shooter. It's not pretty. He doesn't shoot 35-40% from three-point range, but he knows
he got to do it.
He knows he has to shoot the ball.
Yeah, and you're right with Ben, right? Like that's why you get the flip-ups in the air, because he doesn't know what he's doing when he starts to drive.
Yeah.
Like he's looking for someone to kind of break open and then he can pass it. Because otherwise, you know what you do when you're that big and you're that strong?
Stuff whoever's guarding you in the damn rim.
Yes. Or you know what? You get fouled and you get to the foul line. But the plan is I'm going to drive.
That's the other part. You don't want to get fouled.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. Drive, and then hopefully when he gets in the air, he sees somebody he's a throw to. If he doesn't, he flips it in the air.
Yep.
And Doc can come out, and Doc can support his player, which he's going to do. But you know what? Next year, if he's still on the team, Doc's going to care more about him not shooting when it's costing his team. We've seen it too much.
Yeah. And listen, if they don't trade Ben, they definitely had better get somebody in here that can shoot and score. Like I mean, I would be looking to get Bradley Beal in here.
Yeah.
Right? You got to revisit that this offseason.
Well,
but this team, it's a pipe dream. It's a hometown fantasy to even talk championship about this team. It's not real. It's not real. How can it be real when our third best player, who's our second all-star on the team, can go through stretches like this where he doesn't want to play on the other side of the court.
And Bede masks it when he plays, right?
Of course.
Right. That's when we're like, okay, yes, this team can do it because look how good Embiid is. But take him out of it, and once you get to the playoffs, it's a totally different game.
Yes, and I'm going to say take him out of it from a schematic standpoint. He can actually be on the court. What happens when you get in the playoffs and the other team is not about to let Embiid go for 40 every night? And they double team him and triple team him and make him get rid of the ball. Like, what happens then?
Yeah, I don't get why we get this Ben. He goes through stretches where he is more aggressive, but I mean,
it's normally around the All-Star game.
It is. He scored single digits 3 of his last 6 games. I mean, that's for being that big and that athletic. That's ridiculous.
It's unheard of. He's number one pick in the draft. Completely healthy. No injuries. Completely healthy. and supposedly has the ball a lot.
Yes.
So it's not like he doesn't get the ball. He's a point forward, right?
Yes.
So how do you score in single digits 3 out of the last 6 games?
Because you're content with doing what you're doing, and that's what he was. And that was the game last night. He was content. Like, no stepping up, no being like, you know what? These guys don't have it tonight. I got to make something happen. Nothing. Yeah. It's just like he was there.
Yeah.
Again, like I talk about impact of Ben Simmons. I hear all the time, oh, Ben Simmons has an impact that you don't account for. Last night he had no impact. He had no impact. He's went through a stretch here where he's not having an impact. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. Chris wants to talk Phillies. Chris, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
How are you? Are you back on the Phillies? Are you in now?
You know, this weekend has been honestly inspirational for fellow Philadelphia Philly fans. One, because our bullpen has looked like a dream. Like, I honestly pinched myself this weekend thinking I'd wake up to us losing all 3 of those games. And two, our offense has sucked, and we won all 3 games against who's supposed to be the NL East, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But and last year we beat them 7-1 in one game. We were all in fantasy land going, oh my gosh, this team's going to go so far. And then they went down a ditch and died. So I'm excited. I'm excited. This bullpen has given me a new fire for the Phillies. This bullpen is waking me up to baseball can be exciting now in Philly.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Chris. It's been, what, a decade? It's been.
Yeah, but I wanted to say something real quick about the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about Ben, and yes, he needs to be more aggressive. You know, there were spurts this season where we've seen him, like, drive down the lane, smash a dunk, and do all this stuff to just show an aggression more close to the All-Star game because we know that he's a model more than a sports player. He just wants to look good when he needs to. But the biggest guy that we're not talking about is Seth Curry. We had him come in here to shoot and be a good shooter, and he was for a certain amount of time. And I get that he got COVID and that stuff went bad, but he has not been shooting well at all. I was watching some of that game last night. He had a wide-open mid-range shot, shot it, and it bounced off the hoop like a brick it was going to be.
Yep.
He just, I don't know, he's went dry.
I'm gonna tell you what happened to us, Chris. We got Seth Curry, and we have played him more than he normally plays.
Yeah, he is a 20 minute a night tops role player.
Yes,
to come in 2-3. Yes. He's not a guy that needs to defend a whole game.
Yet and still here, he's playing nearly 30 minutes a night.
Yep.
So he's playing an awful lot here, and so his weaknesses or deficiencies in his game show up. They're more prevalent, and then when you have Embiid out for the amount of time that he's been out, coupled with Ben Simmons' lack of aggressiveness, that puts more on Seth Curry's shoulders. That puts more on Danny Green's shoulders. Remember, that's why I was like, man, we got to get Danny Green out of here. Like a month ago, I was like, Danny Green's killing me. He's playing too much. It's like Danny Green is supposed to be a playoff player.
Yeah,
he's not supposed to play 20 plus minutes a night for 80 games. Like he's a guy that you break the glass to bring him out a couple times a week just to keep him sharp, keep him in shape. But he is a playoff guy. He's a guy that you want performing in the playoffs. Right now, he has to play a prominent role. He and Seth Curry.
Yeah, they're starters.
Yeah, and with Embiid being out, they have to take on more of a role as offensive guys.
Yeah, there's a scoring responsibility that you wouldn't necessarily have to have
if because you can't get it from Ben. You can't rely on it from Ben.
But you heard the Ben protector there, where it's like, yeah, I know that Ben needs to drive a little bit more. No, you don't really know, because then you blame Curry for the Sixers' issues. He's a role player. Ben Simmons is an all-star, I hear.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ike, listen, I'll invite Ben protectors. Jack's not a Ben protector. The show's not a Ben protector show. It's not.
On this show, we hold everyone accountable. We had to do it with the Bronco last year, and now we're holding Ben accountable.
Yes.
I did not enjoy that last
year. No. Listen, it was tough, but tough conversations have to be had, and no sports show has more tough conversations than this one.
But here's the other thing. Isn't this just kind of a preview of what we've seen in the playoffs here the last couple years?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the worry, is that this guy, he shows back up for the playoffs. And then I'll hear, oh, 16, 8, and 7. He's fine. What are you talking about? No, it's not. It's not okay. It's not, Doc. It's not okay, Doc Rivers.
Doc.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
He's at least the third best Doc in Philly sports history at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, not even sniffing the top two.
Just took a tumble. All right.
Oh, he's Glenn now. He's Glenn.
We'll get back to your phones. Your thoughts on Ben Simmons. Ben protectors can call in right now. Carte Blanche, 215-592-9494. They're not, I thought they could be a championship team. They're not a championship team unless Ben steps up. Also, the Phillies, 3-0 over the weekend. Are you all in on this team? And the anniversary of one of the biggest blunders in sports history. We'll get to that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.